following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. So it's been a little bit of a slow news week, which I like because it lets me go back and kind of go in depth in some things, and I don't feel like I've been missing quite so much as I do sometimes. Because, I mean, geez, the show is once every 7 days, man. And I'll tell you, when something happens, I will write it down. And I'll be like, I got to talk about this on the show. And then something else happens. And I'm like, I got to talk about this on the show. And the show is half an hour long, which is not very long. You know, the old show I had was 3 hours. And I've got a new podcast. I'll tell you guys about it soon. And that's an hour long. And that's great. You know, it gives me some time to speak. But this show, you know, I have to kind of pick and choose the topics here. And the topic for today is going to be the infighting between the progressives and the Democrats, the establishment Democrats, I should say. And we have talked about this before. It's true. But we're going to keep talking about it in future episodes every time one of these things comes up, because I've never hear about this in the news. Okay, I hear about the Democrats versus the Republicans, but you don't really hear about the infighting, and it's huge, between the progressives and the establishment candidates. And it's at the point now where you really need a scorecard to keep track of the players, because there's no way that anybody probably that a normal person is able to recite off the top of their head all the candidates that are in this race right now. You know, when there were 17 on the Republicans, you know, and then Donald Trump knocked out all the other 16, I thought that was a lot of candidates. I like, has there ever been this dense of a field before? And now there's 30, that's crazy. So, I mean, I'm thinking of throwing my hat in the ring, right? I'm like, what the hell everybody else is doing? Maybe they'll wipe each other out, right? I'll be the only one left standing here. So this infighting between the progressives and the establishment candidates is going to be so tremendous and so great to watch. I'm really, really looking forward to it. I know a lot of people in the 2016 campaign were like, well, no, I wish this thing was over. What a nightmare. You know, it's on TV all the time. And they're getting ramped up already. I mean, every time this comes around, we think it's sooner and sooner. I mean, 6 months, it used to be like, man, this is, you know, it's not for another 6 months, and they're already talking about it. Then a year, it's not for a year, and they're already talking about it. Now it's what, almost a year and a half away, I think, and we've already been talking about it since the start of the year, even. So, or maybe even a little before. So that's 2 years out. That's crazy, man. That's nuts. Okay, but the thing is that this is going to be a battle royale. And ever see the wrestlers when they all get in the ring for the battle royale, right? And they're all throwing each other off the top rope, right? And they have temporary alliances, and then they betray each other. That's what this is. That's what this is going to be. And this is going to be phenomenal. And it's already happening. So, you know, the normal strategy is that the people who are polling the lowest go for the people who are polling the highest. And then, you know, they all gang up on the head dude and they whittle that person down. And then, you know, they have a chance now to be the head dude, right? So whoever's up top, everybody else gangs around them to take them down. Meanwhile, the person who's on top supposedly has an advantage. Although in every election, it seems, with the exception of Donald Trump, we've always had somebody is like top dog for about, you know, a month or a couple of weeks or something. And then somebody else becomes the top dog in the polling. And so Cory Booker has come out against Elizabeth Warren. Now, Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren are both polling pretty low. You know, the top polls, the polls right now say that the top dogs in the Democratic race are Bernie Sanders and he was easily number one. And now they're saying Joe Biden, which they're kind of propping him up, making him look like number one. I don't know if that's really true. But anyway, you have polls and they either say it's Bernie and then Biden, or it's Biden and then Bernie. But instead of going after those dudes, Cory Booker is going after Elizabeth Warren. And it's just one line and it's just a quick little thing, but its implications are fantastic and a real preview of what's to come in this battle. It's just so cool. So let's go ahead and play this clip of Cory Booker handing Elizabeth Warren the worst insult that one liberal can give to another. This is from ABC This Week.
Elizabeth Warren's already out there saying break up Facebook, break up Google.
But I don't think
break that, up Amazon.
Right, but I don't think that a president should be running around pointing at companies and saying breaking them up without any kind of process here. It's not me and my own personal opinion about going after folks. That sounds more like a Donald Trump thing to say, like, I'm going to break up you guys.
Fight, an Indian and a white. Now listen to Cory Booker actually deny that he just compared Elizabeth Warren to Donald Trump. See, this is how these politicians treat us, like we're jackasses. You just heard him compare Elizabeth Warren. He just said that's a Donald Trump thing to say. Speaking of what Elizabeth Warren just said, that's a Donald Trump thing to say. And then he's going to deny that he compared her to Donald Trump right after he did that.
Folks, that sounds more like a Donald Trump thing to say, like, I'm going to break up you guys. No, we need to create systems and processes.
You just compared Elizabeth Warren to Donald Trump.
I most certainly did not.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's the one that's saying that.
Well, again, she has, let her discuss and debate her positions. I'm telling you right now, we do not need a president that is going to use her own personal beliefs and tell you which companies we should break up.
Wow, what a jerky. And then you hear him say, no, I most certainly did not compare it to Donald Trump. And then he says, what we do not need right now is a president who's going to use her own personal beliefs as to what companies we're going to break up. Her. He used the word her. So he was thinking about her in this analogy. Cory Booker is a real jerk. So this is just a taste of what's to come. It's like Game of Thrones, but much better written. Okay, so now here's another example. And this one was a written example. And Cory Booker, you know, he came out kind of strong there. And he said, you know, that's a Trump thing to say. But then I guess he did backtrack right afterwards and say, well, no, I wasn't talking about Elizabeth Warren, but... He obviously was. Anyway, this guy, Hickenlooper, have you heard of this candidate? Hickenlooper, he was famous for a couple of seconds for John Hickenlooper. That's his name. He was famous for a couple of seconds because he took his mother to see the pornographic movie Deep Throat. It was a story in his book, and then he did a town hall. He's a Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper. And then he spent like 5 minutes explaining how this came about. But the reason I'm bringing him up now is because I want you to hear about his remarks comparing the Democratic Socialists. And he didn't say Democratic Socialists, and he didn't use anybody's name here. But this is his quote. What I love, though, is that he is actually blaming the Republicans. Okay, so here's a quote that he made earlier this week. Quote, you have to hand it to the GOP for achieving the near impossible. Just years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, their greedy mismanagement has revived the war of socialism for a whole generation of Americans. Who would have imagined the Koch brothers and Donald Trump could help resuscitate the discredited ideas of Karl Marx and Joseph Stalin? That is fantastic. And again, you're just going to see more of this. This is so great. So all of these people are doing anything they can to get attention on them. So, Cory Booker figures, well, if I compare Elizabeth Warren to Donald Trump, then that's going to get some eyeballs. That's going to be good for me. And, you know, it did. I mean, they ran a lot of stories. People might not have known or remembered that Cory Booker was running. Now do know that Cory Booker is a candidate in the race. is he going to discredit Elizabeth Warren with what he's been saying? I don't know. I mean, Elizabeth Warren, her ideas are all bad, but they're detailed and they're very policy driven. And she's very specific about the things that she wants to do. So for him to say, well, you know, we don't need a president who just decides what companies we're going to have or not have. I mean, she's written a kind of specific standard as to what companies, you know, about how to go about this, breaking up these companies. So he hasn't, Cory Booker hasn't really, that I've heard, spoken on this issue at all or had anything to do with it, really. So he's trying to get attention put on him. So you listen to him and you go, oh, Cory Booker, I recognize that name. Let me go, you know, put it on the let me put it on the touch screen there. Let me fill in the bubble for Cory Booker. I don't think so. And speaking of the ballots, the left is also divided about how to handle the Mueller report. They are... It's fantastic. They're split upon whether or not they should try to keep hope alive, as Jesse Jackson used to say. They try to keep the Russian collusion angle going, or whether they should go after the angle of, well, let's not talk about the collusion thing, but let's talk about obstruction of justice, because he definitely did try to obstruct justice. Sure, maybe there wasn't anything there, but, you know, if there was, he would have tried to have stopped us. I mean, I don't know how they can make that angle work, really. But that's another one. So some of them are going for that. And others are saying, well, let's just drop that completely and go to his tax returns. Or some other thing. You know, some of them have the conspiracy theory that he is in with a mob, right? And so he's kowtowing to the mob using the presidency somehow, and they want to go after him for the emoluments clause, right? So they were all kind of united behind, let's go and get him for collusion. But when the Mueller report came out, it was a big nothing burger. Again, that term is so overused, but man, it is so appropriate in this case. Big nothing burger. Nothing happened. And they can't get around it. They can't get through the fact that there's no collusion found. And in fact, they're trying now to say that Mueller is saying now that he wasn't looking for collusion. He was looking for a conspiracy. Well, you know what? It's the same damn thing. It's just easier to use the word collusion so that you don't look like a conspiracy theorist. So, you know, if do you believe in the Russia conspiracy? It sounds worse than if you believe in Russian collusion, right? So if you believe a conspiracy, then you're a conspiracy theorist. And so that's what Mueller now is saying he was looking over. After the report is done, now he can say that because they don't want to be wrong on collusion. I wasn't even looking for collusion. I was looking for conspiracy. God, they're so full of it, man. Don't they even sound full of it? I mean, even repeating this is embarrassing to me, and I'm not even the one who did it. I feel like an idiot saying, oh, I wasn't looking for collusion. I was looking for conspiracy. It's stupid, right? I mean, it doesn't just sound stupid in my ears. It's really stupid, isn't it? Oh, and wasn't he supposed to testify this week? Let me look that story up, because I know he was supposed to testify, like, last week here. All right, let's see. This was written yesterday, 5/17. This is from Politico. Mueller's House testimony likely off until at least June. They got nothing, guys. They've got nothing. All right, let's see what this article says. House Democrats are backing away from plans to hold a blockbuster hearing this month with Robert Mueller after talk stalled out with the special counsel and his representatives. Blockbuster hearing. Now, guys, do they really believe this, or is this just the press trying to get you to you know how fighters, when they're going to have a fight with each other, they don't really hate each other, probably. I mean, they're just creating a beef. They're just arguing with each other. And then the press goes along with it to cover the story and to get a good number of eyeballs on the fight. Is that what's happening here? I mean, if you're a real magazine, I guess Politico is a magazine here. If you're a real news source, are you going to call this a blockbuster hearing? Blockbuster, like it's a movie? And it just seems weird to me. Blockbuster. What is he going to say? It's already shown. He wrote the report. So they blanked out a couple of lines from the report. And they're to protect the identity of, like, ongoing investigations and, I don't know, probably secret agents or something like that. I don't know. But, I mean, I've got the reports. And, yes, I bought two different versions of the Mueller report. Okay, I'm sorry to say. I'm embarrassed to say that I did. I know they're free online. I announced it when they came out. But I ordered the reports for a couple of reasons. First of all, I like to read a book, okay? I don't like to read it on a computer screen if I have the choice, all right? So I like to read in book form. I can flip through it really easy. I like the weight in my hands of an actual book, okay? I don't like going through the computer screen like a nerd, all right? I like reading a book. I guess nerds read books too. But you know what I'm saying, all right? Next thing is the biasness. I wanted to see if they... I don't know if they changed anything in the report, they did any tricky things with formatting and stuff like that. I wish, so the I can't remember the two publishers that I got it from, but one of them had a forward by Alan Dershowitz and the other one had a forward by a writer. And the Alan Dershowitz had a pretty good forward, I thought. And the writer was so biased. Against Trump. It was, again, it's just an embarrassment. I mean, I don't see how these guys can look at themselves in the mirror the way that they are unashamed. And they put their name to it, you know? But that's kind of like the payoff. That's what I wanted to say. I was like, are they going to talk trash about Trump in a report that's exonerated him? So the Mueller report isn't going to contain, there's no surprises coming. I mean, I don't think. I guess never say never, but I'm pretty damn sure. And I told you guys for years, they're not going to get him on collusion. They might drum up some charge, but they're not going to get him for what they started this investigation for. And that proved to be absolutely true. So I'm right. They're wrong. CNN is wrong. MSNBC is wrong. Some people on Fox News were wrong. And if you guys didn't believe in the conspiracy this whole time, then you're right too. And, you know, I feel like sometimes, and probably our political enemies would feel differently from this, but I feel like we don't really gloat enough. You know, when Donald Trump became president, it was shocking to the world, but then immediately they just went from, you know, Donald Trump's never going to get elected president. If he does, the economy is going to crash, to, well, this is Obama's economy and, you know, his election isn't that important. He lost a popular vote and, you know, this was just a fluke or something like that. I feel like we never got enough gloating in. Same thing for this collusion thing. They've gone right on to obstruction of justice, tax returns, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they don't really give us the win in the press that we so richly deserve after taking this abuse for so long. And I feel like the progressives are sort of in the same boat here because they had been saying that there was a conspiracy against Bernie Sanders and that the DNC was putting their thumb on the scale. It turns out that that expression was a gross estimation of what the DNC were doing. They completely cheated Bernie with the election, and not just with the superdelegates, but with the fact that Hillary Clinton had bought out the DNC, and they were beholden to her, and she was able to do everything from scheduling approval to staffing approval. It was ridiculous. And, you know, the bylaws of the DNC have said that you can't show favoritism. But when you're able to funnel money into your campaign, when you're able to schedule the debates, when you're able to approve who gets hired and what they say, when they talk to the press, obviously there's bias there. And then who's that terrible lady that was head of the DNC and oh my God, and she got booed. And then after Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and then after she gets booed, proving that none of the base likes her, Hillary Clinton has the gall to put her on the campaign staff, like chief of campaigning or some position like that. And they're like, well, It's just a thank you for the work that she had done for Hillary Clinton. Even admitting that she had helped Hillary Clinton out. I mean, it was what a spit in the face of the progressive. I hate the progressives' politics, and I still am mad on their behalf and feel bad for them. The cheat was so bad that even their enemies feel bad for them. The progressives were so badly and obviously cheated that reverberation is probably going to go on through to this election, unless Bernie Sanders wins. Now, Bernie Sanders, president, Elizabeth Warren, vice president ticket, man, that would go places. That would go places. And, you know, progressives are still upset with Elizabeth Warren because in the last election, everyone expected her to throw in with Bernie Sanders because her politics are so similar to his. But what did she do? She threw her weight behind Hillary Clinton. Man, people were upset. They were like telling her she's a sellout and stuff like that. But, you know, they're offering so much free stuff. They're competing with each other to offer free stuff. How can they not get elected? I mean, they're basically saying, we're going to take care of all of your needs for you. Just vote for us. It's not even going to cost you any money. We're going to tax rich people. We're going to print money. We're going to do whatever. How could they not win, right? But the establishment is going to fight against them so hard, I don't think they're going to get in. If they have to pull the superdelegates game, they'll do it. You'll see, they'll screw them over again, and Trump will get in, thankfully, compared to these socialists here. Now, the Dems are also arguing with each other over whether or not to impeach Trump. In fact, I heard one of them, oh, I wish I had the clip. I'm so sorry, guys. I wish I had the clip. But this guy was going back and forth with himself. He was saying, well, if we impeach Trump, then that's going to solidify his base, and then we'll lose the next election. But if we don't impeach Trump, then he's going to win. Proving that they're using impeachment as a political weapon, it really has nothing to do whether or not he should justifiably be impeached. They don't even care about that. And this guy is musing over it openly on television, proving what a jerky he is, what a hypocrite he is, right? I've used that term now 3 times on the show, but that's all right because it's applicable in all cases. And you know, this is the advantage of having truth on your side, right? I mean, if you are elected, if you're accused of something, the truth, as they say, will set you free, right? So if the truth is he didn't do anything wrong, of course that's going to solidify his base. And the truth is that if he didn't do anything wrong, and they impeach him, of course that would solidify his base. And if he didn't do anything wrong, and they keep him, of course he would get reelected because people would be happy to have him. So that's the advantage of having the truth on your side. And you can see the disadvantage of not having it on your side. And that's why they're in such a pickle. Because if they get rid of him, people are going to be angry because he was unfairly impeached. And if they keep him, he gets elected. There's nothing they can do. They are really stuck. I am concerned that the economy is going to crash because people are going to be worried about if a Democrat gets in and then pull their money out to wait until after the election, and then they'll try to stick the blame on Trump. So that is a concern of mine. Speaking of truth, man, I hope Tony Robbins is okay. So Tony Robbins has been getting accused by women for sexual harassment. And this is a bad time because last year he spoke out against the Me Too movement. And so people are saying, Tony Robbins, we shouldn't accuse him of harassing women without proof. And people are saying there's audio. Now, I've looked for audio. I think they're talking about audio where he spoke out against the Me Too movement. I don't think they're talking about any audio of harassment because I can't find it anywhere. I've always been more of a Napoleon Hill guy myself, right? I'm not the biggest Tony Robbins fan. I've read his stuff. He's great. But I just don't want anybody to be accused of something that they didn't do. So if truth is on his side, I hope he is okay. And guys, truth is what we talk about here on the show. Another